poll, President Joe Biden's approval tanks to 33% in Iowa. By Hannah Blow on November 15, 2021. One-third of Iowans approve of President Joe Biden's job performance. A Des Moines Register/Mediacom Iowa poll survey released over the weekend found. Biden's approval rating currently stands at 33% in the Hawkeye state. A key swing state, as the Des Moines Register recognizes his ratings have plummeted since taking office. He has failed to see a net positive approval rating in Iowa since March. Currently, 62% disapprove. The survey also examined a series of major issues, asking Iowans if they disapprove or approve of the way Biden is handling them. A majority disapprove of his handling of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, 57% disapproving and 41% approving. The economy, 61% disapproving and 32% approving. Criminal justice, 53% disapproving and 28% approving. Immigration, 66% disapproving and 24% approving. And Afghanistan, 68% disapproving and 22% approving. The survey, taken November 7 to 10, 20,201, among 810 Iowa adults, has a margin of error of +/+3.8%. The news follows the White House scrambling to mitigate damage from a CNN report detailing the alleged struggles of Vice President Kamala Harris and the tensions between herself and the president. In the CNN story, Harris allies complained the West Wing left Harris unprotected from political attacks. As some supporters noted, they were much more supportive of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who was attacked for being on paid leave for months after he and his husband Chase got twins. The political tensions between Harris and Biden's teams have been simmering in the first 9 months of the Biden presidency as Harris struggled with her role on handling the border crisis. However, the White House has done little damage control, as White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki's statement, in which she pointed to Harris's assistance in expanding broadband, promoted nothing more than mockery. For anyone who needs to hear it, the vice president is not only a vital partner to the president but a bold leader who has taken on key, important challenges facing the country, from voting rights to addressing root causes of migration to expanding broadband, she wrote.